您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。A recent survey says that men are happier when their wives do not work. The report is from Australia and it surprised many people. But is it that surprising? Is it what men have always been thinking? 澳大利亚的一份研究显示，男人更愿意自己的妻子当全职主妇。当妻子不在外工作的时候，男人对夫妻关系的满意度最高。So, what does the report tell us?
It tells us that traditional gender roles die hard. It seems like, I can't even believe it. This, study is extremely chauvinistic. Why? Because it only looks at what men want. They want women to stay at home and do all the housework, raise kids, and then put, you know, that hot dinner meal on the table as they come back from work. That's what I see.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Oh, that's because you're a man.
No, let me finish. My ideal, if I was married, is that my wife would not work and neither would I, because we would be so rich
okay. That
we could just be on holiday all the time.
Right? But that doesn't seem to be what this report is saying,
no,
right?
No, of course not, no. Of course it isn't. I'm sort of wondering why this is the case, because it seems to me, Australia, I mean, everything's so expensive in Australia. People are working morning, noon and night in Australia to make ends meet. So I don't know whether this is entirely, well, it seems to be not reflected by reality. This seems to be the survey participants' ideal situation, not reality.
Mm.
Maybe it's because the men, did they just poll men or women as well?
I think they only polled men, and that's what I think is the unfair part that He Yang said. Mm. But now that I think about it, if you look at a typical relationship or a marriage, you know, disregarding whether it's the men staying at home or women, it would be ideal if one party can stay at home and take care of something while another person earns the money, but it doesn't matter whether it's the men out for work or the women out for work.
But you see, we're assuming here that there is this ideal world of work where the women and men think it's fantastic to be at work, they earn a fortune, and they have a great social life at work too. That's not reality. Now, maybe the Australian men that were interviewed in this survey were thinking in a utopian, idealistic kind of way, and they've seen their wife come back and complain about things that are going on at work,And perhaps not earning as much money as they were, or whatever, her young. And so the thing is that maybe it's the case that they're trying to do their wives a favour in this imaginary... Well, would you seriously, you know, wouldn't you love to not have to come to work every day?
Well, actually, another study found out that women are happier at work than at home, and because women get more renewal from work than men, and because unlike men, they report that they themselves are happier at work because, basically, you get disconnected to housework.
Yeah.
And I think men underestimate that the amount of work a housewife needs to do. And what's worse to that, her world is confined to the house and to the baby. You know how negative that is going to be on a person? People need to breathe, you know. I think, you know, having one party just live at home, do housework, is not good for either party.
But when Mark was posing that question to me about why, if I were willing to stay at home, you know, my answer could be yes. If I do not have to do all the housework,
see, women
have a maid or a helper.
In many cases, women have the choice. Do they want to work or don't they want to work? For
and
example,
they're
if they're
really
in a marriage.
Lucky.
They are. Men don't have that choice. Just remember that, right?
Yes, but still, I think in this research, what she wants is not mentioned, and I think that's not fair. And yes, I think for households to be happy, this is one of the fundamentals that they need to figure out. Otherwise...won't see a good future.
The main thing is some women want to work, some women don't. Same with men. Everyone's an individual. We really can't paint it with this very broad brush stroke.